Hello, happy new year. Welcome to 2022. My name is Elizabeth Akunle. As you already know, and this is my diary, the diary of a sex therapist. I'm actually so pumped this year. One, because I don't know what will happen. Two, because there are a couple of things I would like to do. And so today I came here to just as usual, came here to grow together, to be spiritual, smart, and sexy. I'm going to be talking about something that has helped me the last 2 to 3 years, if not longer than that. And it is the concept of ascension. When we speak of ascension as believers, I'm sure one of the things that comes to mind is Jesus ascending. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus ascending above the earth. But ascension can also include ascending above systems. To ascend means to go above, obviously. So when we talk about ascension today, I'm going to be talking about ascending above systems, ascending above ourselves, ascending above our physical knowledge, what is present in front of us, ascending above our own self-hatred and self-hurts and present life. Yeah, ascending into a place of self-forgiveness. Because one of the hardest things I have found is forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself is hard, in caps lock, magnified, made colorful, bolding it, underline it. Forgiving yourself is hard. It's hard because you have values. It's hard because you have a pedestal you've placed yourself at. You would come out of a relationship where the person abused you, but you will be angry with yourself that you dated the person. You'll be angry with yourself that you didn't leave sooner. You'll be angry with yourself that you didn't change things. You'll be angry with yourself that you didn't retaliate. You'll be ashamed of who you became in the relationship. You'll be ashamed of people's opinions of you. You'll be frustrated by how your life feels right now. You'll be frustrated by the sacrifices you made that didn't result in anything. And so cumulatively, you're angrier with yourself, not for one thing, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. Sometimes you're angry with yourself for like 10 different things. And so when you begin your healing journey, like I discussed in the course, Healing Any Day, and like I would also expatiate in releasing guilt and shame in worship this month, one of the things that you begin to find out is that you have layers of hurts. Layers and layers of self-forgiveness, and there are certain layers of self-forgiveness you will never achieve without ascension. Today, when I speak of ascension, I'm talking about going beyond where you are right now. It is only when you rise beyond how you see yourself right now that you can forgive your present self. Let me explain. You could not forgive yourself for the crimes you committed as a child until you grew up. When you grew up, you now had better perspective, like, oh, that was what happened. Oh, okay. So, for example, forgiving myself for sexually abusing another girl when I was growing up, that was not the easiest thing for me to do. It's a crime. But it wasn't like it was some huge crime. I don't know what word to use. It wasn't like it was some pre-planned, executed stuff. It was when I grew up, it dawned on me that, wait, someone did this to me. I did it to her, and she did it close to someone close to me. And we all did it to each other before we were even 13. We were all kids. We were just replicating the abuse we had experienced on someone else. By the time I went beyond 13, 14, I began to realize, wait, what happened when I was 10 was wrong. Now I'm 13, 14, heading towards 15. I now know better. I'm sorry for the things I did. I'd moved on. When other people began to magnify abuse and give it to me, it felt painful in a different way because I felt like I had restituted. I had gone to make amends. For me to forgive the crimes done to me at 15 for me to forgive the errors I made at 15, I had to grow towards my 20s and have better perspective. So in order to forgive yourself, you always need higher perspective. And that's what I'm referring to today as ascension. Having a higher perspective, ascending in your mind, ascending in your spirit, ascending in your thought process, ascending in your expectation. Now today I'm not going to do any motivational speech. I'm going to be opening scriptures for us. Romans 12, renewing your mind. Be not you conformed to this world, and so the standards, the mold, the perception of this world, but be renewed. If you must forgive yourself, one, you must deliberately renew your mind. You can't keep staying around your vomit and expecting yourself to forgive yourself. You will never do that. So you leave an abusive relationship and you keep going back into it. You don't forgive yourself for it, because that relationship will keep reinforcing your feelings of worthlessness. So one of the first things you want to do is renew your mind, renew that environment. You want to renew your mind with the words of God. You want to change that perspective. You want to fill up your mind with God's word. You want to fill up yourself with environments that allow you to grow, environments that energize you, environments that inspire you. That's one of the ways to ascend. You can't ascend very far from where you stay. It's impossible. You can ascend a bit, but not very far. They say you're an aggregate of five people you spend most of your time with. So if you're breaking from an addiction, for example, and your top five people are still addicts, you will keep breaking and returning, because that's the environment you're in. You're not ascending beyond that environment. The words they will speak to you are words that will reinforce your addiction. We don't try them, you know, they work. That's the kind of thing you hear. That doesn't allow you to ascend. And because you're ascending, you can't forgive yourself. Because you can't forgive yourself for a crime you are still committing. You have to leave that environment. You have to ascend beyond that position. Then you can look at it from a different perspective and be like, oh, then you can forgive yourself. That's one. Number two, when it comes to ascension and forgiving yourself, you want to fill up your mind with God's word. You need to know God's perspective of you. One of my favorite scriptures in the recent months has been, let me read it out for you. Yeah, I actually screenshot it because I knew we were going to need it. Psalms 139 verse 8. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. NLT says, if I go down to the grave, you are there. I like the version that says, if I make my bed in the belly of hell, you will find me. Just knowing you are wanted in that way, just knowing that there is love that accepts you when you are in the heavens, when you are on the mountaintop, and when you are in the belly of hell, gives you the capacity to forgive yourself, to let go, because you know you are more than who you were when you were in the belly of hell. How does God see you? Unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless. If you do not understand that there is someone who is working to make you faultless, you will never forgive yourself, because you will keep falling short of that standard. You want to keep yourself pure, really? You think you have that much power? You think you have that much willpower? You think you have that much discipline? You don't. You really don't. If you forgive yourself for misbehaving A today, I promise you tomorrow you would have done B. So the capacity to forgive yourself means you have to see yourself from where God sees you. You have to look at yourself from where God looks at you. You can't look at yourself from where you are. You have to look at yourself from where God looks at you. When you look at yourself from that place, then you can see yourself having the capacity to be without spot or wrinkle. But until you do, you always see the spots and the wrinkles. Second scripture says that he will build his church and the gate of hell shall not prevail. If you look at it from your realm, from the stories we hear in the media, if we look at it just from the people around us, if we look at it from just how our own lives feel messy, we will never believe. We will never believe that the church is growing. We will never believe that the church is marching. We will never believe that there is a Joel to army being born. We will never believe that the gate of hell cannot prevail. We will never believe anything the Lord is saying. And so if you must forgive yourself and step into your next level and step into where the Lord would have you be, you have to look at yourself the way the Lord looks at you. In the Nakedness is Next to Godliness series, whether in the writing or the book or the audio, somewhere in between, I remember teaching us to see from God's perspective. For us to forgive ourselves, we must know God is not afraid of our failures. I think that's the last thing I'm going to say today. God is not afraid. God is not in shock. God is not ashamed. God is not in awe of how stupid we can be. He's not. And until we get past that self-pride. Nakedness is next to godliness. That's why I was saying that whether we think we are too good or we think we are not good enough is pride. It's the pride of Vashti. The pride that does not want to step out amongst drunk men. What if they jump on me? What if they disrespect me? What if they don't treat me like royalty? That's pride. In order to forgive ourselves, we must be humble enough to see ourselves the way God sees us. And one of the ways God sees us is that he's not afraid of our most stupid actions. Like, he's literally not perturbed. Because he knows that he's doing a work. He's shifting things in your mind. He's shifting things in your perspective. If we stay. This is how the Lord brought me out of pornography. This is how the Lord brought me out of addictions. This is how the Lord brought me out of chasing people's validations. This is how the Lord brought me through. And at every point after he brings me out, suddenly this sort of pride creeps me. Like, how dare I do that? I remember this relationship I came out of in final year. After I said yes to the person, I just knew, man, Elizabeth, you don't mess up. Hey, 7 days in the relationship, I was already shaking my leg like, hey, Oluwa, Shanu, what have I done? I manage day 30, day 40. Hey, I cannot. It's not me and you. How are you? Come and be going to your father's house. How are you? So we did this. You have to. Come and be going. Oh, yeah, Vera. You did not reach 50 days, oh. I cannot come and die. It's not me and you. When our relationship ended, I sat on the floor in my room crying. Like, how could I have done something so stupid? Like, I knew from day one after I said yes. But I was trying not to be judgmental. I was trying not to jump into conclusions. But I knew without a shadow of doubt. Last year, my friend was asking me about this relationship. I don't know what talking about, and the relationship came up. She's like, these are these. If you're for something in the relationship, what was the actual gist? By the time I was done listing the red flag, the full scalp sheet listing was almost getting. She's like, and you stayed, hey, you have mind, you stayed this long, I would have gone from week one. But I was so pissed with myself. I was so angry with myself. How could I have been so irresponsible? And when I was saying all this nonsense to myself, I felt I was being a principled young lady. No, I was being a foolishly proud person. I was letting unforgiveness hold me back in that mess. I was guilt tripping myself into staying in a relationship that was stealing faith in my heart. And when I finally left the relationship, I was still letting the enemy use it to pin me down. Some of us are out of nasty relationships and we're still letting the enemy blackmail us with it. Some of us are breaking out of addictions and we're still letting it pin us down. We're still letting the enemy use it against us. We are not forgiving ourselves. We are not moving on. We are not getting into the next level the Lord has for us because we are holding ourselves bound. No, in order to move forward, you must forgive yourself and let that thing no longer hold you. And I promised that was going to be the final thing, but I'm going to say this. I learned it from a senior preacher, Bishop Juanita Bynum, years ago. She said the Holy Ghost on your inside is like a GPS. If you're driving and you take a wrong turn, the GPS doesn't shout, "Oh no, you've gone off." It simply reroutes. So if you made an honest mistake, God is not handicapped. He will reroute. Stop letting the enemy hold you bound. Ascend. Ascend into where the Lord is regarding your life. If the Lord is in F, don't be in B because you are humble. That's not humility. Humility is to be in steps with the Lord. Humility is to be where the Lord is. Humility is to see yourself the way the Lord sees you. Because it requires your, oh God, it requires taking yourself out of the picture to see yourself the way the Lord sees you. It requires not doing see finish to see yourself the way the Lord sees you. I hope this helps you. I hope this extract from my diary really helps you. Don't forget to check out free courses and then paid courses, contents, blog posts and everything on my website at www.ministerliza.xyz. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. I'm Minister Liza. Yeah. Until next week, Friday. Bye.